I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you ever meet a celebrity and they were rude? Huh. Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, she just did a podcast and she was talking about Sofia Vergara. And here's what she said about her.
The most rudest woman I've ever met. Like, I saw her whole demeanor and then I heard her say to her PR person, "Why are you making me take a picture with that lady? Why are you making me, you know, with her accent?" Like, and I was just like, "Excuse me?" I said, "I did not want to take a picture with you."
I guess Sofia was upset that she had to take a picture with her. There was some back and forth. And now Teresa says she's the most rudest person she's ever met.
I mean, you know, I mean, Teresa's not really, she's not a trained actress or anything like that. Like, she gets paid for that controversy. And I feel like she's embraced it more over the years. But you had a personal interaction.
Well, I have to say, so I went to a wedding. It was a family wedding. It was my husband's side. And they sat us at the same table, me and Teresa Giudice.
Yeah, so you're at a wedding with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it was so funny because the bride said to me, and I mean, it was like Paul's cousin, so I don't really know her all that well, my husband Paul's cousin.
Right, right.
So I didn't know her that well. She's like, "Well, I figured since you guys are both in, like, the media that you would sit together." What? Like, right. I don't know her. Like,
right.
You know?
She doesn't know you. You don't know her at all. Right.
I'd much rather have sat with, like, you know, family, but sure, like, whatever. You know, like, I don't care. Put me wherever you want.
Right.
As long as the chicken's hot, we're good, you know, and the bar's open. So she was rude. Like, so they introduced us.
Yeah.
And at that point, I had interviewed her a few times.
Right. At least, like, 3-4 times.
Yes. I'm like, she's been on the show. It was when she was, like, very popular, you
sure.
know, so she would come on.
A book would come out, going to jail, getting out of jail. Right.
Yeah. So I, like I said, I'm like, you know, hi. I'm like, oh, you know, I've actually interviewed you a few times. I work for this station. And she was very dismissive.
Yeah.
She spent the entire time taking selfies of herself at the table.
Wow.
And then the kicker is that, well, there's a couple kickers. Kicker one. Was that she set up basically a meet and greet at the wedding. It was so strange. Like,
so
I don't want to blame her for this because maybe it's not her fault. But all of a sudden, there was like a line to take pictures with her.
I mean, some people just need to feel important everywhere they go.
I who knows? Maybe that just kind of happened. Like, there was just kind of like a crowd and people were just like in like line to take pictures with her. And she was taking pictures with them, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, you're basically having a meet and greet at these people's wedding.
Right.
It seemed odd to me.
So awkward.
But then we went to the bathroom, and she was in front of me to go to the bathroom, so I went into the stall after her, and she left it a mess. And I was like, that's it. It was disgusting. You know?
Right.
So I heard this, and I'm like, I don't know, Teresa. Like, maybe you shouldn't be, like, saying mean stuff about people, especially because you don't know how people perceive you.
A million years ago, I worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia, California. And we used to have celebrities come in all the time because it was a park owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Right? So they would come in, and they would shut it down for different private parties. But sometimes people would come in during normal hours. Many, many celebrities, very nice. One time, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown came in. We were the only full-service restaurant in the park, so they came in and ate at our park. And Bobby Brown, this was not when they were, like, you know, cheery, nice, having fun. This is when things had already started to go south and people were talking about what was going on with them. And Bobby Brown was out front looking at all the waitresses, making eyes at all of them. Rude guy. Dismissive at the time.
I don't find that surprising at all. Like, Bobby Brown doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's, like, going to give you a hug and ask you how your day was.
I mean, I think he might be more that guy now, but at that time, he had it all, and just, yeah, they were not in a good shape.
Did you ever have a rude encounter with a celebrity? Who was it? You want to spill the tea? 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever meet a celebrity and they were rude? Teresa Giudice is in the news because she was talking about Sofia Vergara, and this is what she said.
the most rudest woman I've ever met.
And I thought it was ironic because I sat at a wedding with Teresa Giudice, and I thought she was pretty rude.
And you had interviewed her. I mean, we had spoken to her multiple times.
And like I said to her, and I don't expect her to be like,
friend.
And like hang out with me all night or anything like that. But she was so dismissive and not warm and caring. And it was almost like I was insulted. Like I didn't want to sit next to her anymore. But did you ever meet a rude celebrity? 1-800-330-9999. Dan.
I had a rude encounter with Michael Jordan.
With Michael Jordan, huh? That doesn't surprise me at all. That's
neither.
His reputation. I actually have become less of a fan because just knowing what kind of a human being he is. So what happened?
So I was in Tampa. I was in college. I knew that he was going to be at a bar that I was going to be at. It was the Derek Jeter Golf Classic, and he had a bunch of celebrities there. I took a basketball, put it in my car, and then I didn't bother him while he was there. But as he was leaving, I ran to my car quick. I brought a basketball out, and I asked him for an autograph. It was just me and him, one-on-one. He had a couple of security guards with him. I said, listen, Michael, you're my favorite player. You know, I grew up watching you. Can you please sign it? And he kept walking. So I got nervous, and I'm like, well, maybe he's not going to sign it. You know, he kept walking to his car. So he gets in his car, and I thought he was going to roll down the window and maybe take the ball and sign it. And he didn't even look at me, didn't acknowledge me, got in the car and drove off.
Well, good thing he didn't run you over.
I mean, yeah, I was annoying him with the autograph, but at the same time, he was pretty rude about it. He could have at least acknowledged me and said, hey, thank you so much, but no, not right now.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. That's all it would take, I guess. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You had a rude encounter with a celebrity?
Yes, I did.
Who was
Shantra
it?
Shantra Grimes.
Oh, the writer, Grey's Anatomy and Bridgerton?
I was at a women's empowerment conference, and she spoke at it, and she was sitting right in front of me, and at the end of it, like, they had kind of a Q&A, and I said to her, you know, how I loved your show, and blah, blah, blah. And she gave me that kind of, like Mensa smile, like, eh. And then I said, would you mind if I took a picture? And she said, absolutely not. And she walked away from me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny, again,
super rude.
That good day, bad day thing. So I ran into another woman who I know from school, and she went to a dinner with her, and it was the same thing. It was a women's group. I told you about this, Anna. Mm-hmm. And she said that she was totally normal. Quiet at first, kind of sat back and took it all in, but then was very approachable and talking with everybody.
You never know. You catch people on the wrong
day. Yeah, you never know. You never know, but that's too bad.
Brian, who's the rudest celebrity you ever met?
This is going to sound weird, and I don't even know if he's still a celebrity, but David Copperfield, the magician.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was visiting New York City, right? And there was this, like, a lot of commotion. It was at night. And people going into this kind of building. And I was like, oh, let's follow these people. And we get in there. It turns out it's David Copperfield's birthday. And like a giant birthday party, like elaborate. We're walking around. There's an open bar. And he just kind of happens to be in front of me. And so I went up and said, happy birthday. And he just looked at me and said, you're not supposed to be here. Get out.
I mean, in his defense.
You weren't supposed to be there. Right.
But how did he know that? There were like 1,000 people. It was crazy.
I mean, because they knew everybody, maybe.
You weren't his cousin. You weren't his cousin.
I mean, it's funny. When I ask about rudest celebrity, I don't think about the one you're trespassing. He crashed his event. And then you still expect them to be nice. You're like, what a rude jerk. That's great. You know what? Maybe if you brought a gift.
He didn't even offer me a mozzarella stick. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
That's funny.